This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey everyone, Boomer Esiason here. The NFL draft is behind us and your favorite team is now gearing up for week number one. The free Odyssey app puts you right in the middle of the pro football conversation with the biggest sports radio stations from across the country. The local voices who know your team the best, giving you their unfiltered takes on the current state of your squad. It's always football season right here on the free Odyssey app.
They're not just in first place in the division. They don't just have the best record in the American League. They have the best record in baseball right now.
Okay.
Does that surprise anybody? Well, let's go to the North Olmsted Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram hotline. Anthony Castrovince is one of the premier baseball writers in the country. Andy and I are proud to say we knew him when he was just breaking into the biz.
Just a pump.
He's going on to great things, and we're happy to have him on the show. Hi, Anthony.
Hello. I had the Guardians number one in the power rankings at the start of the season, in case anybody wondered.
I thought you did.
Yeah, I was a believer.
Like I said, it's 422, not 420.
So
look at it. Like, this is like, I just looked this up. This is the statistical equivalent of the Browns starting 2-0, which hasn't happened in quite some time. So
it's funny you say that. Because you're going to like this, Anthony. This was up your alley. Coming up in our next segment, we are doing our 13.5% awards. 13.5% into the season. What are our awards for the Guardians? That's coming up.
Yeah.
Okay. The coveted 13.5%.
When you watch this team,
2.5-0, by the way. Not quite. It's actually even better than 2.
Ooh, it's
two
almost 3 wins.
Wow. That's pretty good. Yeah. 16-6. What have you seen that makes you think that's legit rather than that's early?
I mean, it's early, you know, so I really come down on that. But I do think that the thing that's really encouraging about it is how it's kind of coming from all over the place, as opposed to like a couple dudes on some, you know, crazy heater that's unsustainable. It's been done with Jose Ramirez being, you know, sub-average. So that's encouraging, because you would expect him to, you know, have a Jose Ramirez type of season. So that's what's good about it. It's kind of been spread around where, you know, different heroes on different days, you know, little flashes of brilliance here and there. Esteban Florial, you know, goes deep one day and Will Brennan goes deep the next day, that kind of thing. You know, Naylor, his start might be unsustainable, but I do think he's a really good player and a really important piece for them. In terms of just, you know, what he brings to the table with his energy every day. I don't know if he'll, you know, maintain this level of production. It would be great to see, though. He had a great year last year, so you don't put it past him to have another great year this year. But so I just think it's that overall complexion of the offense where it's coming from a lot of different spots, and the mentality has obviously changed with that group where, you know, they're willing to take on a little more swing and miss to generate some more positive offensive outcomes. So that's been good to see.
Yeah, I think it's also been interesting to see how they've been able to do it with a banged-up starting rotation and a bullpen that's coming through night in and night out.
Yeah, absolutely. That's the thing, is you would have had anticipated for them to get off to this kind of start that the rotation, which was once again viewed as the strength of the team, would have been clicking on all cylinders, and that obviously has not been the case. They lose their ace right away. You know, Tristan McKenzie has not been what we hoped he would be, you know, coming off of injury. So, yeah, I mean, it's kind of that could be viewed, I guess, as a positive, too, is, you know, maybe that group will round into shape over time. They're not going to get Bieber back, of course, but maybe that can still emerge as a team strength when Gavin Williams comes back and just as guys settle into the season.
All right, we're talking about players. Anthony Castrovince joining us from MLB.com. I think Stephen Vogt has done a really nice job in handling this roster that is not a roster that appears to me to be like fabulous. And he seems to be milking it for all it's worth right now, Anthony.
Absolutely, yeah. It's hard to pull off because, you know, there's guys you're trying to learn about. There's a lot of versatility on the roster, which is a good thing, but also a difficult thing to manage to where, you know, do you ride the hot hand? You know, your guy has a particularly good game. Do you then start him the next day, even though that wouldn't necessarily normally be, you know, the optimal matchup situation with that day's pitcher or whatever, you know, or maybe it's somebody else's optimal matchup, who knows. But it's really hard to juggle all that when you just don't have, they don't have nine regulars that they can run out there every day that you feel good about. This is our lineup every day. They just don't have that. So you are juggling a lot of moving pieces. And I think he's been really good about that so far. I mean, it obviously shows in the results where he's been, you know, it would certainly lead you to believe he's been playing the right guys at the right time. That's a tough trick to pull off over 162, but, and they still have more coming, you know, they still have more depth. That's why I think last time we talked, I told you guys, I felt better about their position player group. Not just what you see in the big leagues, but just their general position player depth this year versus last, it just is stronger. And so far, you know, obviously the position player group's been a strength for them.
Are you a believer, though? And if you're not 100% a believer, what's it going to take to be a believer?
About 120 games?
We say it all the time, but it doesn't take much to be a believer in this division. It just doesn't. It's a low bar for believability. So, you know, this is not crazy. I mean, it's crazy they have the best record in baseball, but it's not crazy they're on top of the AL Central. That's something that, you know, we felt really good about this team a year ago, and it's a year ago at this time, not at the end of last season, but the beginning of last season. And this group is not crazy different from that group. It's just not. It's very similar. And again, with some added position player upside looming down on the farm. So it's not crazy that they could, you know, sustain a level performance that keeps them at or near the top of the AL Central. That's not lunacy at all. Best record in baseball, best run differential in the league. I mean, that's not going to last, but you give them credit because, yeah, they've beaten up on some bad teams, but that's what good teams have to do. So they've taken care of that part of the equation.
Anthony Castrovince joining us from MLB.com. Tristan McKenzie came out and said, I've been pitching with a torn UCL and trying to make that go. You're all over everybody in Major League Baseball. How difficult is it to have that as your plan and avoid Tommy John surgery and pitch effectively?
I mean, it's difficult. Yeah, it's been done, you know, but it's definitely difficult. And, you know, it's something where it shows, you know, the stuff is just not the same. I think about Masahiro Tanaka with the Yankees some years ago. You know, he had a situation like this and was able to pitch on it for, you know, longer than you would expect, and at a pretty good level. But, you know, those are exceptions more than the rule. So, you know, I feel bad for him. He went through it last year, and, you know, I'm sure he got a lot of opinions on from a lot of different people on, you know, the best way to manage this thing. And ultimately it was chosen to go, you know, the rest and rehab route. But it doesn't always work out so well. So, you know, he was pretty effective the other night against the A's, and maybe that's what it has to look like, is kind of a five and fly type of situation, which is not ideal, but if he can be effective with it, he can make it work. But it's just tough because, you know, the stuff is suboptimal, you know, from a velocity standpoint. And he's not a guy who goes out and overpowers people anyway, but that's the thing. It's like, and you lose even more velo than what you had. So, it's going to take a lot of wily pitching, you know, a lot of just good, approaches, you know, good game planning against opponents, that sort of thing. But I would also worry about him just because mentally, you know, if that's in the back of your mind at all times that you have this situation, you know, is that going to affect your confidence level out there? It would be in my head, you know. I don't know how it wouldn't be. That's your livelihood. So, I just feel bad for him.
Anthony, is there a guy on this team that you, like, is doing what you didn't expect them to do? Like, you were kind of looking at, I don't know. Even, you know what, I might even say Steven Vogt to me, just because he's been willing to shuffle the lineup a little bit if he sees guys are struggling, or if the Tyler Freeman experiment isn't going to work in center field. You know, like, I'm just, it's something that has surprised you other than run production and being in first place, being one of the best teams in baseball. Like, something's jumped off the page to you. You've watched enough, so I'm curious.
Probably the biggest surprise. I mean, it's not a surprise in that this is what happens in baseball a lot, but Hunter Gaddis, you know, what he's meant to the bullpen. But this happens all the time where some guy, who, I don't want to say failed starter, but, you know, some guy who didn't impress much as a starter, and then he goes in the bullpen and all of a sudden he's this huge dominating force. You know, I didn't circle Hunter Gaddis for that at the beginning of the year, but these things do happen in the bullpen world. That's why it's so hard to project and predict. But that's obviously been a hugely pleasant surprise, you know, what he's meant to the back end of the bullpen. I'd say Stephen Kwan, like, I really like Stephen Kwan as a player, like, great defender and, you know, great hit tool. He's you know, disciplined and all that. And he went into the season talking about, you know, just swinging more.
Not being scared of the strikeout, right?
Yeah,
that was the
big
line.
Yeah, I didn't know how that would go. And even with that approach, like, okay, how much power is in there? You see him, his frame, you know, he's my size or smaller. So it's like, you know, I don't know how much is in there, but give him credit. It's been working brilliantly. You know, he's been terrific, and he's got, you know, a couple home runs, a handful of doubles already. So that's, yeah, I would say that's been a nice surprise too.
Anthony, you mentioned Hunter Gaddis. Let's take it a step further. This bullpen's been really good with a lot of new names in it. And bullpens get rebuilt all the time. You know, every year you never know what's going to happen. But I think it's an interesting trait that this front office has in really being able to produce pretty good bullpens year in, year out. Is there anything behind that? Or I can't imagine they're just getting lucky, because they pull it off all the time.
Yeah, they've had a pretty good track record there, and it comes with, you know, identifying, you know, the right pitch mix for guys. I mean, it's a more limited repertoire, generally speaking, in the bullpen. They've done a good job at identifying guys' strengths and playing that up in the bullpen, and they survived some blows there. I mean, you know, they're without Trevor Stephan, and that's, you know, he's a key piece of this bullpen. Sure. So for that to be a team strength this year is a real positive. And but this is what happens, you know, guys like Hunter Gaddis and Tim Herron and Cade Smith, you know, guys that nobody was talking about a month ago, you know, step into prominent roles. That happens all the time in the relief world.
Hey everyone, Boomer Esiason here. The NFL Draft is behind us, and your favorite team is now gearing up for week number one. The free Odyssey app puts you right in the middle of the pro football conversation with the biggest sports radio stations from across the country. The local voices who know your team the best, giving you their unfiltered takes on the current state of your squad. It's always football season right here on the free Odyssey app.
Okay. It's like the Browns being
2.5-0.
Here we go. I appreciate that stat. Thank you.
2.5. Okay.
This town would set itself on fire for the Browns to go 2.5-0. So be excited about the Guardians. don't poo poo it, and don't wait for the wheels to come off. Just celebrate it as if the Browns were 2.5-0. Treat it just as you would that.
We're going to next. Anthony, thank you for setting that up for us. We appreciate it.
All right.
See you, buddy.
Thanks, guys.
Anthony Castrovince, MLB.com, does terrific work covering Major League Baseball. Cleveland guy, joining us on the North Homestead Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline.
Hey everyone, Boomer Esiason here. The NFL Draft is behind us, and your favorite team is now gearing up for week number one. The free Odyssey app puts you right in the middle of the pro football conversation with the biggest sports radio stations from across the country. The local voices who know your team the best, giving you their unfiltered takes on the current state of your squad. It's always football season right here on the free Odyssey app.